Chapter 30. The new ones seem to be next to innumerable, and as there is no index, there is no way to find a thing one wants without reading the book through. If ever I inspire a Bible annex, I will not rush at it in a half-digested, helter-skelter way, and have to put in 38 years trying to get some of it the way I want it. I will sit down and think it out and know what it is I want to say before I begin. An inspirer cannot inspire for Mrs. Eddy and keep his reputation. I have never seen such slipshod work, bar the 10, that interpreted for the home market the El All Thou Hast. I have quoted one spiritual rendering of the Lord's Prayer, I have seen one other one, and am told there are 5 more. Yet the inspirer of Mrs. Eddy, the new infallible, casts a complacent, critical stone at the other infallible for being unable to make up its mind about such things. Science and Health, edition 1899, page 33. The decisions, by vote of church councils, as to what should and should not be considered holy writ, the manifest mistakes in the ancient versions, the 30,000 different readings in the Old Testament, and the 300,000 in the New, these facts show how a mortal and material sense stole into the divine record, darkening, to some extent, the inspired pages with its own hue. To some extent, yes, speaking cautiously. But it is nothing, really nothing. Mrs. Eddy is only a little way behind, and if her inspirer lives to get her annex, to suit him, that Catholic record will have to go way back and set down, as the ballad says. Listen to the boastful song of Mrs. Eddy's organ, the Christian Science Journal for March, 1902, about that year's revamping and half-souling of Science and Health, whose official name is the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, and who is now the official pastor and infallible, and unerring guide of every Christian Science church in the two hemispheres. Hear simple Simon, that met the Pyman brag of the infallible's fallibility. Throughout the entire book the verbal changes are so numerous, as to indicate the vast amount of time and labor Mrs. Eddy has devoted to this revision. The time and labor thus bestowed is relatively as great as that of the committee who revised the Bible. Thus we have additional evidence of the Herculean efforts our beloved leader has made, and is constantly making for the promulgation of truth, and the furtherance of her divinely bestowed mission, etc. It is a steady job. I could help inspire if desired. I am not doing much now, and would work for half price, and should not object to the country. Price of the Pastor Universal, the price of the Pastor Universal, Science and Health, called in science literature the Comforter and by that other sacred name, is $3 in cloth, as heretofore, 6 when it is finely bound, and shaped to imitate the Testament, and is broken in 2 verses. Margin of profit above cost of manufacture, from 500% to 700%. Comma as already noted in the profane subscription trade, it costs the publisher heavily to canvass a $3 book. He must pay the general agent 60%. Commission, that is to say, $1.80. Mrs. Eddy escapes this blistering tax, because she owns the Christian Science canvasser, and can compel him to work for nothing. Read the following command, not request, fulminated by Mrs. Eddy, over her signature, in the Christian Science Journal for March, 1897, and quoted by Mr. Peabody in his book. The book referred to is Science and Health. It shall be the duty of all Christian scientists to circulate, and to sell as many of these books as they can. That is flung at all the elect, everywhere that the sun shines, but no penalty is shaken over their heads to scare them. The same com, and was issued to the members numbering today 25,000, of the Mother Church, also, but with it went a threat, of the infliction, in case of disobedience, of the most dreaded punishment, that has a place in the Church's list of penalties for transgressions of Mrs. Eddy's edicts, excommunication. If a member of the First Church of Christ, scientist, shall fail to obey this injunction, it will render him liable to lose his membership in this church. Mary Baker Eddy. It is the spirit of the Spanish Inquisition. None but accepted and well-established gods can venture an affront like that, and do it with confidence. But the human race will take anything from that class. Mrs. Eddy knows the human race, knows it better than any mere human being has known it in 1,000 centuries. My confidence in her human beingship is getting shaken, my confidence in her godship is stiffening. 700%. A scientist out west has visited a bookseller with intent to find fault with me and has brought away the information that the price at which Mrs. Eddy sells science and health is not an unusually high one for the size and make of the book. That is true. But in the book trade, that profit devourer unknown to Mrs. Eddy's book, a $3 book that is made for 35 or 40 cents in large editions is put at $3, because the publisher has to pay author, middleman, and advertising, and if the price were much below 3, the profit accruing would not pay him fairly for his time and labor. At the same time, if he could get $10 for the book, he would take it, and his morals would not fall under criticism. But if he were an inspired person commissioned by the deity to receive, and print and spread broadcast among sorrowing and suffering, and poor men a precious message of healing and cheer and salvation, he would have to do as Bible societies do, sell the book at a pinch margin above cost to such as could pay, and give it free to all that couldn't, and his name would be praised. But if he sold it at 700%, profit and put the money in his pocket, his name would be mocked and derided. Just as Mrs. Eddy's is. And most justifiably, as it seems to me. The complete Bible contains 1,000,000 words. The New Testament by itself contains 240,000 words. My 84 edition of Science and Health contains 120,000 words, just half as many as the New Testament. Science and Health has since been so inflated by later inspirations that the 1902 edition contains 180,000 words, not counting the 30,000 at the back, devoted by Mrs. Eddy to advertising the book's healing abilities, and the inspiring continues right along. If you have a book whose market is so sure, and so great, that you can give a printer an everlasting order for 30 or 40 or 50,000 copies a year, he will furnish them at a cheap rate, because whenever there is a slack time in his press room and bindery, he can fill the idle intervals on your book, and be making something instead of losing. That is the kind of contract that can be let on Science and Health every year. I am obliged to doubt that the $3 Science and Health costs Mrs. Eddy above 15 cents, or that the $6 copy costs her above 80 cents. I feel quite sure that the average profit to her on these books, above cost of manufacture, is all of 700%. Every proper Christian scientist has to buy and own and canvass for Science and Health 180,000 words, and he must also own a Bible 1,000,000 words. He can buy the one for from $3 to $6, and the other for 15 cents. Or, if $3 is all the money he has, he can get his Bible for nothing. When the Supreme Being disseminates a saving message through uninspired agents, the New Testament, for instance, it can be done for 5 cents a copy, but when he sends one containing only 2/3 as many words through the shop of a divine personage, it costs 60 times as much. I think that in matters of such importance it is bad economy to employ a wildcat agency. Here are some figures which are perfectly authentic, and which seem to justify my opinion. These Bible societies, inspired only by a sense of religious duty, are issuing the Bible at a price so small that they have made it the cheapest book printed. For example, the American Bible Society offers an edition of the whole Bible as low as 15 cents, and the New Testament at 5 cents, and the British Society at 6 pence and 1 penny, respectively. These low prices, made possible by their policy of selling the books at cost or below cost, etc. New York Sun, February 25, 1903. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.